Good evening, everybody. We call this meeting to order. This is September 21st, 2023. This is the 6 o'clock Board of Commissioners meeting. Let's all stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's have a roll call.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Here.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Here.
Commissioner Mapes?
Here.
Commissioner Ginnon?
Here.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Coons?
Here.
All present and accounted for. We're looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion to remove unfinished business one from the agenda.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second to remove item number one off the old unfinished business agenda. Any discussion?
So I'm curious, it's September 11th. Mr. Getup, have you contacted or attempted to contact anybody of the commissioners to discuss the request to reconsider?
Yes, I have.
Who did you contact?
I don't believe I need to discuss that right now.
Okay. When you contacted commissioners, how did you frame your argument?
So there's no crime, no violation.
I know you're not being accused of a crime. I'm just asking a question.
I'm accused of a violation. Quit badgering.
I'm not badgering. Right now I ask you a question and how you framed your contact.
It doesn't matter how I framed it.
Okay. Fair enough.
There's no violation.
Point of order. Can we engage in civil discourse here, please?
That all depends.
On what?
On you guys.
Call the question.
Let's have roll call.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
No.
Commissioner Mapes?
No.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
No.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Okay. Guess that takes the wind out of the sail for now. So item number one off of unfinished business has been removed. So those of you that want to leave, feel free to leave. Back to approval of the agenda, having removed item number one. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any further discussion? Let's have the roll call.
I'm sorry, Chair. Who moved and seconded that?
So, Brian moved, right?
Yeah.
And Don seconded.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Commissioner Lofbaum? This is to approve the agenda.
What is the motion?
To approve the agenda with item number one.
Okay. Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes. Looking for approval of the minutes of the September 11th meeting.
So moved.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call again.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion passes. comes time to for public comment. We're going to open the public comment. We want everybody to be respectful and pay attention to the crowd. Please hold your applause. It just takes longer and it's a big distraction. Please be respectful. So go ahead and step up to the mic.
My name is Tracy Skinner, and I'm from Emmett County. And I just wanted to take a moment because yesterday in our community, there was a fundraiser that occurred for one of our nonprofits. And 450 people gathered to raise money for our community. And as that was ending, there was a tragic car accident that took the life of one person, seriously injured another, and changed several people's lives forever. And I know that the 450 people that were at that event are carrying these families in their heart. And I know there's a lot of people here from out of town, and I just wanted to let them know that the community's hurting and has had a tragedy, and so I just wanted to kind of put that out there and hope for some respect in the conversation, remembering that there's some people that are hurting tonight. I'd also like to express gratitude for the commissioners and your hard work. Whether I agree with you or not, you are all putting in a lot of time and hard effort on behalf of your county, and I have a lot of respect for that. And I'd like to thank, you know, Commissioner Aarons and Commissioner Mapes for the hard work that you did on Monday to approve the budget for the health department. So I'd just like to give some appreciation and thanks.
Thank you. Who's next? Please be ready to step up. I see nobody stepping up. Come on.
Hi, I'm Kathy Brimeyer, Bear Creek Township, Petoskey, Michigan. I was here in the meeting in May and was rather disturbed by some of the actions that happened here. And people seem to be very upset with the health department. And so there was somebody in the audience that presented grievances and recommended that everybody investigate groundwork. And I did that when I got home. And what I found is that they're a very reputable organization. They had a 99, I looked online, they have a 99% approval rating. 4 out of 4 stars, similar to what the Salvation Army has. And I know that the Health Department Board turned down participation in this organization. And then I read in the paper on August 22nd an article in the News Review that 2 more grants that the Health Department sought to obtain was halted by the Board of Health. I'm baffled to think that someone on this board didn't appreciate what these grants could do to improve the lives of children. One of the grants was for tobacco-free Michigan, and the other was to attain a dental hygienist for centers to check tooth decay and mouth pain. To me, these were normal, supportive services that the health department has been and should be involved in. Eons ago, when I was in elementary school, there was a hygienist who checked our mouth and provided fluoride treatments. These things were greatly appreciated by my parents. I know there are many parents out there who don't have financial resources, or in many cases, both parents work, making it difficult to get time away to take their children in for dental evaluations and would appreciate the help. To say that people would not want this shows a disconnection to our community. I read in the newspaper a few days ago where changes were being made to the Board of Health, which would make it more supportive, and for this I am grateful. Thank you to the News Review for keeping us posted on what's occurring in our community, and to the commissioners who are working so hard to improve our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Mary Lieberman, City of Petoskey. Mr. Chair, during the September 11th Emmett County Commissioners meeting, Commissioners Mapes, Gutowski, White, Coons, and Ahrens voted to remove Commissioner Ginnup from the Board of Health. The following Emmett County voters would like to extend their sincere gratitude, ask the board's decision to be upheld, and let it be known that the community stands proudly behind them. Mary Lieberman, Jenny Johnson, Scott Petullo, Peggy Sweenor, Mary C. Baker, Ann Shrigley, Ange Duncan, Patty Fralick, Mark Fralick, Ann Metzka, Robert Metzka, Justin Metzka, Christine Webster, Lisa Penberthy King, Mike Petullo, Colleen Petullo, Scott Smith, Dave Moyer, Pam Moyer, Bill Wilson, Lynn DeMore, Gail Toriano, George Toriano, Joanna Scalfi, Sue Vandevenner, Tom Vandevenner, Phyllis Ledyard, Randy Astolfi, Karen Langs, Karen McHugh, Natalie Kasaborski, Brooke Jacoby, Luke McCrone, Kristen Bowling, Bethany Lieberman, Grant Martinchek, Mary Martinchek, Legita Lappins, Helen Wolfgang, Nancy Campbell, Jenny Dodge, Brian Howard, Kathy Smith, Grant Howard, Lauren Gaskell, Grace Howard, Ralph Stowe, Jillian Howard, Deborah Smith, Jama Moffat, Moon Segrin, Cheryl Howard, Danica Howard, Jan Mancinelli, Martha Lancaster, Isaac Green, Cheryl Green, Kevin Meyer, Marcia Meyer, Les Holman, Chris Holman, Ethel Larson, Robin Jordan, Adele Jordan, Larry Liebler, Jim Elzinga, Paul Blanchard, George Armstrong, Linda Armstrong, Faith Sando, Tracy Skinner,
30 seconds.
Okay. Sue Bissell, Nan Graham, Courtney Graham Cheadle, Diane Cookenham, Amy Kitcher, Aaron Kitcher, Gordy Borland, Carolyn Borland, Mary A. Hotchkiss, Jamie Winters, Paul Van Wagner, Margaret Van Wagner, Kristen Kays, Mike Kays, Kelly Kloss.
Time is up.
Thank you.
Pat Fralick, Bear Creek Township, Emmett County. Will Dodge, Marla Sines Raymond, Elizabeth Smith, Ben Kloss, Harry Dixon, Kelly Dixon, Beth Compton, James Deloria, Sally Smith, Clark Smith, Mary Margaret Hornbaker, Allison DeCamp, Sam DeCamp, Carolyn Knowlton, Vic Knowlton, Katie Allen, Rich Allen, Robert Bystrom, George Robeson, Cynthia Robeson, Susan Burt, Lee Burt, Barry Bates, Jamie McKenzie, Mary Wild Hansen, Dottie Hawthorne, Frank Hawthorne, Karen Sharp, Penny Krim, Kristen Horan Slocum, Ben Slocum, Mary Weitzel Bailey, Sam Bailey, Tyler Benson, Terry Major, Jim Major, Carol Francis, Bart Francis, Jane Seidler, Paula Abram, Andy Abram, Joshua Compton, Megan Compton, Denise Evans, Randy Evans, Susan Affalter, Peter Gillard, Debbie Cadeau, Greg Hall, Jill Hall, Barbara Burke,
Dave Ferris, Jane Ferris, Lee Graham, Kathy Bradley, Jamie Brantz, Sean Brantz, Louis Hankey, Merrill Hankey, Cliff Dene, Jane Dene, Ann Billard, Greg Billiard, Susan Hannah, Shannon Cummings, Mary Baxter, Harry Clark, Michael Behrman, Naomi Behrman, Gary
30 seconds.
Thank you. Gary Zebko, Dan Elder, Rachel Graham, Connie Doherty, Cyril Dreyer, Patrick Doherty, Julie Doherty, Pat Sayre, Kristen Lufkin, Kurt Lufkin, Joanne Nadomsky, Marcia McDonald, Thomas McDonald.
That's time, please. That's time.
Thank you.
Thank you. David Penniman, the Littlefield Township. Pat Keebler, Quint Keebler. Dorothy Simon, Rochelle Martinez, Karen Sorensen, Cheryl Statz, Verl Hansen, Carolyn Matzinger, William Twitty, Belinda Wilson, Gerald Wilson, Robert Harold, Ron Marshall, Allison Patton, Karen Rosniak, Anita Cornfield, Richard Cornfield, Patricia Stewart, David Frederick, Beth Stewart, Nancy Stewart, Nanny Terrell, Hannah Vanos, Jennifer Winnell, Julia Fogarty, Jackie Pierce, Fred Rinker, Denise Petoskey, Gordon Masters, Ron Blodgett, Carol McHale, Tom McHale, Jean Andriot, Don Priest, Marjorie Priest, John Thorpe, Eileen Thorpe, David Hansen, Sharon Hansen, Ann Serafin, Austin Serjak, Diane Lake, Hillary Lake, Tony Fisher, Louis Fisher, Nancy Miller, Linda Egan, Wendy Morris, Florinda Fisher, Jim Fisher, Michael Franklin, Lauren Myers, Lynn Zimmer, David Zimmer, John Atkinson, Joyce Atkinson, Tom Dunlap, Penny Kristen, Laura Huey, Kelly Ingleson, Christy Benson, Courtney Wilbur, Jonah Beck, Becca Nelson, Cindy Okerlund, Matt Tam, Walt Baker, Martha Baker, Carrie Vigno, Chris Vigno, Sally Crowley, Dave Crowley, Jan Jensen, Ray Jensen, Suzanne Holguin, Christine Scott, Monty Scott, Samuel Scott, Linda Hammond, Kevin Hammond, Margaret Hall, Elaine Smiley, Barbara J. Smith, David Penniman, Carolyn Penniman, Nadia Webster, Matthew Webster, Brenda Harwood, Kurt Harwood, Dale Scott, Maureen Scott, Joe Murphy, Mary Heuvelhorst, Cynthia Donahue, Art Schoolmaster, Julie Adams, Sarah Gurney, Colleen Eaton, Carol McKibben, William McKibben, Irena Paquette, Nathan Paquette, Steve Hopkins, Jen Hopkins, Dave Greeno, thank you. Alicia Greeno, Anthony Greeno, Dominic Greeno, Dave Slifka, Vicky Slifka, Audrey McMullen, Ray McMullen, Daryl Amlin, Marty Amlin, Ruth Grass, Maureen Nicholson, Dr. Robert Fawcett, M.D., Letty Ringman Fawcett, Mary Netsky, Mike Netsky, Dr. Charlene Sweeney, M.D., Jill Whelan, Dr. John Sanjorsen, Mary Tweeden, Mary Whitmore.
Time is up, please.
Thank you.
I'm Sue Vandeventer, City of Petoskey. Caitlin Donnelly, Susan Sparrow Carson, Michelle Burian, Charles Glass, Susan Glass, Derek Shields, Dr. Julie Martinson, DDS, Deborah Hodges, Jessalyn Norcross, Julie Norcross, Matt Norcross, Carrie Sinberg Vandenbrink, Marjorie Marks, Diana Throckmorton, Ed Throckmorton, Mariel Meehan, Bill Larson, Richard Wolf, Janet Wolf, Jane Hosler, Gary Gokey, Richard Johnson, Lynette Johnson, Jane Neal, Cynthia McWaters, Doug Fuller, Larry Roshan, Elaine Roshan, Larry Dyer, Dorothy Murray, Cheryl McCleary, Preston McGregor, Barb Harbaugh, Sarah E. Smith, Rose Fitzgerald, Michael Fitzgerald, Reverend Ryan Donahoe, Valerie Meyerson, Doug Mantra, Mary Merrill, John Merrill, Bruce Marshall, Terrence Lee Newton, Emily Seidler, Janet Cieslak, Peggy Landon, Bonnie Hill, David Schroeder, Dr. Ben Vanos, Linda Prote, Terry Weingarten, Mona Weingarten, Michael Pater, Sharon Walker, Brett Huntman, Kate Melby, Jeff Boda, Patty Boda, Mike Hinterman, Julie Hinterman, Jenny Holla-Mattee, Claire Forrester, Brian Forrester, Christian Jansons, Amy Jansons, Elaine Seidler, Dina Sidow, Pastor Sherry McGuffin, Chris Pajewski, Molly Voorhees, Kathy Biggs, Andrea Donahoe, Miranda Fisher, Pam Kroger, Ben Fisher, Kathleen L. Taylor, Allie Hill, Donna Putman, Catherine Deloria, Heather Rowenhorst, Michael Rowenhorst, Emily Stutchel, Brian Kasaborski, Suzanne Perry, Andy Schaefer, Sue Brochu-Hoshield, Dennis Hoshield,
30 seconds.
Mary Buchanan, Erica Lepian, Sam Wilson, Carol Hansen, Russ Cieslak, Christopher Cerruto, Kimberly Cerruto, Olivia Cerruto, Danielle Shoup, Brent Bolin, Nancy Turner, Trevor Nelson, Josh Block, Kim Block, Wendy Conway, John Guyrie, Julie Guyrie, Susan Pankey, Carrie Tebow, Kim Volker-Samen, Barbara Harvey, Chris Detmer, Carolyn Detmer, Joanne Condino.
Time's up,
Mark Freilich, Bear Creek. Sarah Bauman, Christy Sharon Turk, Dr. Richard Scott, Julie Scott, Jennifer Bayshore Smith, Marty Sampson, Joe Palm, Betty Palm, Kathy Gilbertson, Kathy Kavanaugh, Barb Austin, Katie McCauley, Richard Broadhead, Christine Broadhead, Dee Hedges, Kurt Harwood, Brenda Harwood, Emily Winnell, Isaac Winnell, Catherine Winnell, Megan Winnell, Elizabeth Braindle, Nancy Nicholson, Lisa Gregory, Missy Davison, Sue Hogard, Lori Champion, Brian Champion, Mike Winnell, Kate Winnell, Jen Duncan, Scott Gallo, Ruth Smelser, Ron Smelser, Diane Nichols, Tammy Keen, Doug Keen, Carrie Daniel, Stephanie Azela Gross, Christopher Hines, Shelley Goodmanson, Maria Spalding, Catherine Audia, Stasha Simon. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Hey, I'm Jonathan. I have two small children that reside in this county, and I've been dealing with the Emmett County Friend of the Court for the last 7 years.
Did you get his name?
Your last name is?
Dayok. Thank you. And in the Emmett County Friend of the Court, I've seen systematic, consistent denial of my fundamental rights. They fail to follow court rules when it applies to me, and not when it applies to opposing counsel. You know, they failed to follow their own court orders, including Sherry Fells, who failed to follow an order that said if I submitted documentation of my broken neck, I wouldn't have to pay $750. She told me that if I didn't pay $750, I would have to come up here and serve 30 days in jail. And so I had to borrow the money to stay out of jail when I had a broken neck, contrary to a judge's order. You know, because the sheriff in this town has refused to follow criminal law with the deprivation of child parenting time, which is a felony in the state of Michigan, and all of his deputies continue to say that it's a civil matter when there is a clear-cut felony statute on the books. I have ADHD, and I've asked for help multiple times trying to get representation in the court. I've been consistently denied that, and I finally got the state of Michigan to take my civil rights claim, and now they are suing the 57th Circuit Court.
Thank you. Who's next?
Larry Dyer, Petoskey, Michigan. I would like to thank the Board of Commissioners for your vote on the September 11, 2023 Board of Commissioners meeting to remove Commissioner Ginnup from the Board of Health. I know you're under pressure to reverse that decision. We'll probably continue to be under pressure to reverse that decision, but I believe it was the right one. Commissioner Ginnup has consistently voted in ways that undermine the effective functioning of the health department. In some of the early Board of Health meetings, Commissioner Ginnup made clear his motivations were lingering grudges carrying over from the pandemic restrictions, issues that are not within the jurisdiction of the Board of Health, but rather need to be addressed at the state level. Beyond those motivations, he has largely refrained from comment or discussion at Board of Health meetings, thus has not been transparent in his rationale for his voting record. This lack of transparency and a voting record that has hampered the ability of the Health Department to fulfill its mission are clear violations of the Emmett County Board of Commissioners' Code of Ethics. I believe you made the right decision to remove Commissioner Ginnup from the Board of Health. Commissioner Ginnup has served Emmett County well in other capacities, and I trust that he will continue to do so, but he should not serve on the Board of Health. Thank you for your decision, thank you for your time, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Larry Hull. I just want to mention that the sanctions against Mr. Ginnup, I know him to be a honorable, God-fearing, and a person that's only interested in the welfare of the community that he serves. The sanctions against him serve nothing more than to drive the wedge further into the community here in Emmett County. That's already divided, and it's going to be driven further apart. I highly recommend that the people that are voting to support those sanctions really search their hearts and see if that's what they're trying to accomplish, because that's certainly what's going to happen. And you should certainly reevaluate your decision concerning this honorable, courageous person. Thank you.
Is Mike there? Mike Kaiser, we need to turn the thermostat back down.
Thank you. Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Christian Marcus. I just wanted to remind you guys that over the last few months, there's been a group of agitators that have literally made their way around every county with a specific goal, and that goal was to remove commissioners from the health board. They went to Otsego, they went to Antrim, and they went to Charlevoix, and now they're here. So wherever they're successful, they cheer. But reading the voter roll is very disrespectful to your time and our time, and I think that was a little unnecessary. So the main reason why I came here was because I was in your shoes once. We had a commissioner that I was a commissioner for 10 years. We had to discuss whether we're going to remove a commissioner from a board for their actions. But in our case, the argument for the removal was violating the board's direction. In other words, a board made a vote, and they refused to accept the vote. That represented all the counties that were involved, and this commissioner refused to accept that vote. We had a discussion to remove that commissioner based on those topics. Ironically, the same group that are here today wanting Mr. Ginnup removed and not to be put back on the board argued that they have a right to say what they had to say and do what they do. It's funny how things change, right? So I really find it disappointing that certain commissioners who I have a lot of respect for don't see the importance of having the ability to make those comments, make a vote yes or no, whether it's good or bad, informed or not. You learn from your mistakes, but you can't just remove them because you don't like it. As a matter of fact, the chairman can remove any person they want from any committee. Now, your board rules might be different than mine. So in the case of what your action was today, I believe that the state, you might want to check your parliamentarian, but I don't believe you're allowed to refuse a motion to reconsider. But if your board rules specifically state it has to be a positive affirmation vote and only that person can do it, then maybe so. But you might want to check your board rules before you leave today because you might find yourselves in some serious trouble. Check with your parliamentarian before you adjourn today. I really highly suggest you do that. Because if those aren't in right place and that motion was not legally allowed, you just made it worse for yourselves. And so I'm hoping that you...
30 seconds.
You, what's my time?
30 seconds.
I'm hoping that you guys see the quality in your chairman and allow him to go back on that board and do what he was meant to do and keep on doing the work. I know there's some fantastic board members I've worked with who I have a lot of respect for, and you guys can't just go just because you don't agree, you get rid of somebody. We don't do that. We don't believe in that. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next? The fan stopped again. Sorry, go ahead.
Tim Tarjeth, Sheboygan County. Good evening, Honorable Commissioners. I was doing a little simple math as I was watching this presentation, and the best I could tell, being generous, there might be a list of 2,000 people who are in opposition of or in support of removing Commissioner Ginnup. And if I check the 2022 July 1st census for Emmett County, it's at around 34,163 people. If I do the math, that's at best 8% of the population of Emmett County is represented by that vote. Thank you.
Tim, what was your last name again?
Tarjeft.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Who's next?
Good evening. Raymond Upscamp, Emmett County resident. I understand I'm to direct my comments to the chairman. That's correct. Mr. Chairman, I hope you'll answer these questions. In light of the comments made and the support given to your removal from the board, have you given consideration as to how, should you be reinstated, how you will change your attitude, your philosophy, your behavior, your stance in reference to the Board of Health? And if so, what changes will you bring forward?
So this is not a time for conversation. This is just for comment. So if you have a comment, you go ahead and make the comment. I'm not going to answer.
You're not going to answer. Well, I would like to hear that from you. And I think others would as to how you would. If you change, how will you change? Having said that, I'd like to support Chairman Ginnup with a prayer, so that paraphrased from the great Hollywood Broadway musical Fiddler on the Roof, and that may God bless and keep Chairman Ginnup far from the Board of Health.
Raymond, what was your last name?
Upscamp.
Upscamp. E-M.
Can you spell it?
E-M-S-C-A-M-P.
E-P-S-A-M-P.
Thank you.
Who's next?
I'm Bob Wiley at Emmett County. Were the actions of this board as it related to the treatment of Mr. Ginnup illegal? In my opinion, I stress in my opinion, the actions of the board were inappropriate. I hope you find a way to reverse your actions. I would also say that the number of people that arrived today is quite impressive. And I think that that bodes well for a good, strong community. That discourse on this issue is painful, but I think appropriate and serves the community well that all sides be heard. Some of the issues involved government programs. And I'm reminded that government programs, once launched, never disappear. As Ronald Reagan said in 1964, a government bureau is the nearest thing to eternal life we'll ever see here on earth. And I think John F. Kennedy also had something that is appropriate as it relates to how we want to serve, and in his inaugural address, he said, as we famously know, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And I think the hearts of the people in this room are in the right place. And it's just, how do we get there? And I think the issues that are currently bothering us and causing a lot of turmoil may be minuscule compared to some of the things we're going to face in the next few years. This country is under stress. Many of you understand that we are probably already in World War III, and we are being attacked from many, many different areas. And I hope that this board and the strength of the community will see us through what could be very hard times ahead.
Thank you.
Mark Rebicki from Harbor Springs. I find it unconscionable, board members, what you did to Mr. Ginnup. I find that you got rid of him, voted him out, because he was exercising his right to free speech, his right to associate, and his right to express himself. I didn't know any of those things could ever become crimes. But guess what? You, board, have been successful in criminalizing these actions, and shame on you. When you got rid of Mr. Ginnup and put in Mr. Ahrens, I lost representation on the Board of Health, and I'll never, ever see the Board of Health held accountable ever again. It's very sad that we have to have people that say, if you don't vote yes, we're going to get rid of you. If you don't vote yes, it's an ethical violation. If you don't vote yes, you're not a human being, and we're going to get rid of you. I find that extremely unconscionable. I think it's just horrible behavior, and you violated his First Amendment rights left, right, up, and down, and no way about it. He should not be removed for speech. Nobody should be removed for their speech. Like I said, if next time when you try to say something, it will be you that is crucified or killed. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next? Quiet in the audience.
Hey y'all, Mike Duncan, Charlevoix County. Just going to be this fairly quick here. Just want to mention, I didn't catch his name, the previous commissioner that came up here, or a former commissioner, did mention that in our system we don't just get rid of somebody because they disagree with us. And I agree with that. That is very true. However, within our system, we do expect you to be able to come up here and debate and discuss. That's the entire point of our system. However, what we have seen more is not that debate. Instead, if you ask any questions, you're just told that you're badgering and you cannot get a response as far as why these opinions are happening. If you want to have somebody say that you're getting your free speech restricted, then maybe you actually have to use speech to say something. That's why I think there's no question about free speech, because there's no speech being given, and also there's no question about whether he should return, because quite frankly, acting as a wrench in the system acting as a bad faith actor within the system is not the same as participating. And for that, I think it makes sense to be removed and stay removed. So the wind is not out of our sails. We will be back every time you try. So thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Hi, I'm Les Holman, and I'm a resident of Resort Township, Emmett County. I just wanted to say thanks to the commissioners for the work that they do and the stances they've taken and the actions that they've taken. I support you fully, and I hope that you'll continue to offer that same kind of support to the residents of the county as you go forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next? We have nobody in line, so.
I'm Lisa Keene, and I kind of don't understand some of the people who approach this podium confused. And with all due respect, because I believe in good intentions, and even if people disagree with me, I know we are each most likely acting on what we think is best. So I just wanted to remind the crowd, the issue is, or the crime as you state it, is the answer to this question. Do you intend to continue to act in violation of the code of ethics or something like that? Forgive my probably not exact quote, and to which a commissioner responded, yes, I do. When you say that publicly in something that is recorded and everybody hears it, the people who also agree to that code of ethics then have to say, yeah, I want to side with that guy, or they say, sorry, I agree to a different way of conducting myself. I think that was a hard decision for a lot of you, and you may have seen me in tears, and I was emotional for a number of reasons, hearing some of these people speak and seeing the reaction of some of you and having my faith in politics renewed in that people weren't doing just what their political party or their fellow political party even elected to do, but they were really assessing character and moral fortitude. And I appreciate that. You may have noticed there are far fewer attending these meetings than who are now aware of the current situation. And it is regretful it took so much of your time to read the hundreds of names shared tonight. However, each of those people were contacted personally, and they now have the answers to the question I was once asked. Are you aware? And I thank you for helping us gain an awareness and for acting when it was necessary, because I'm sure that was hard. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Reed Lyman from Petoskey. Mr. Chairman, over the past couple months, we've heard from this microphone that some Emmett County residents, mostly government and nonprofit employees and their sympathizers, had lost respect for and confidence in this board because they couldn't trust a certain member to act and vote the way they wanted. The change that was made last meeting has satisfied them, for now, but it has alienated a different group of citizens, not government workers and their sympathizers mostly, who have lost respect and confidence in the board to some degree, and who can't trust certain members to act and vote the way they want. What have you gained? You've gained credibility with one group, but you've lost it with another, by design. So I ask, when will we hear this board's resolutions concerning representation by its members on other boards? Commissioner Mapes on the Bay Bluffs board, Commissioners Mapes and Gutowski on the Public Works Board, Commissioner Kuntz on the Revenue Sharing Board, Commissioner White on the Mental Health Services Board, Commissioner Gutowski on the Parks and Rec Board, Commissioner Ahrens on the Veteran Affairs Board. We were told that Commissioner Ginnup was not targeted by the Board of Health resolution. Making that assertion further erodes the board's credibility. It's plain. Your irresponsible governance has left Emmett County without adequate defense against the onerous overreach and immense waste at the health department. I hope we can somehow get it back.
Thank you. Who's next?
My name is Randy Bishop, and the commissioners who voted to remove Chairman Ginnup from the health board on September 11th, please take down my cell phone number. I'd like to invite you to come on my show, which talks to Emmett County, and explain your vote and also educate the public as to exactly specifically what laws or statutes he violated. Not simply a code of ethics violation that, in your opinion, you felt violated it, and therefore you voted to remove him. Come on the show and explain to the people of Emmett County that here at the station, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. If you'd like to write it down, my number is 231-360-5140. 231-360-5140. Please reflect that in the minutes. I also would like to ask, how is it a public school teacher can be a commissioner on this board and be involved in a committee with regards to revenue sharing while getting paid to be a public school teacher, which is a direct violation of MCL 15.403. And I understand the attorney may have advised you or previous boards that it was okay for him to be elected while continuing to serve as a paid employee of the Petoskey School District. That absolutely is a direct conflict of interest. And I think if any citizen of this county really truly cared about transparent government, they would bring a lawsuit against this county and force this attorney who gave that advice and allow him to prove his case in court of law contrary to MCL 15.403. Now, that commissioner, if he wants to keep his position as a county commissioner, can resign or take a leave of absence from teaching children in your school district, therefore eliminating the conflict of interest. But he hasn't, and he continues to teach children while sitting on this board, voting for things that are a direct violation and a conflict of interest.
30 seconds.
So again, the phone number, 231-360-5140. I will give you a half an hour to explain your vote and to clearly define the statute and the laws that Chairman Ginnup broke for your yes vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
John Swartout, Emmett County. Mr. Chairman, we were all here last week. I heard you ask your colleagues at least twice, what crime have I committed? Nobody answered. Nobody would or could explain how you violated the code of conduct. They just skipped over that and went right to sentencing. It doesn't surprise me nobody could or would explain it. It was pretextual. The pretext was that you're a constitutional Christian conservative and they want you off the health board by hook or by crook. If they tried to explain how you violated the code of conduct, their pretext would unravel, because then they would have to explain what they think it means to support the health board. I'm sorry, the health department. And then we might find, since the resolution of June 5th contains no definitions, that it might be open to interpretation. Does it mean blindly support the health department? Does it mean unconditionally support the health department? Again, I ask, what is the purpose of Emmett County sending delegates to the health board when a proxy card like this one would accomplish the purpose of the June 5th resolution? The very title of that resolution says it's a guide. It's not a prescription. Now, some pointed to your answer to a loaded question at the August 17th meeting as a reason to remove you from the health board. But it's a false premise. Do you intend to operate in violation of the Board of Commissioners' Code of Conduct? Well, it depends on what the Code of Conduct requires, and that hasn't been established in this case. So it doesn't matter what your answer was. It wasn't sufficient grounds to remove you. Mr. Chairman, the Michigan Constitution says that public office holders shall take an oath to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Michigan, and that no other oath or affirmation shall be required. So why is the Constitution not a sufficient guide to commissioners' conduct?
Thank you. Who's next?
Beth Compton, Emmett County. I wasn't planning on talking at this meeting, but I'm sure I'm not the only one confused about this. I'd like to direct my question to our attorney of Emmett County. And what is the definition of a crime? And is this what Mr. Ginnup is saying is considered a crime? It was a violation. It's not. I mean, I guess I would like to know what the definition of a crime is.
This is time for public comment. It's not for open discussion.
Well, we have to be able to understand what's being said. So.
I'm sorry. Make your comment. Thank you. Who's next?
I was kind of excited about that wind being taken out of my sails for a minute. Ange Duncan-Potoski.
Please speak up. I'd love to hear you.
Ange Duncan-Potoski. I just wanted to really quickly remind everybody there's still two Republicans on the Board of Health. We're still very well represented by conservatives. What we needed removed was obstructionist behavior, not Republican behavior. If we don't agree, that's fine. Obstructionist is different than conservative. That's all. Oh, and this is not a criminal court. There is no prosecution. There was no crime for the violation. If this was a corporation and a department was getting more and more chaotic, unproductive, and not working together, they would be removed from that department. It's not an attack on anybody's character. It is simply just, this isn't working. We need to try something new. I appreciate everybody's time and how much they put into this. Thanks.
Thank you. Who's next? Nobody's standing. Seeing no one standing, we're going to close public comment. And I think we can move on. So the unfinished business is taken care of, so we go to claims. I'd like to have a motion. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for that, Dave. So, Dave, let's have the administrator's report.
Well, I'll be short tonight because this is your updates for your commissioners tonight, too. I did give you an update on our staffing levels and the areas that we still are looking for employees. As you've heard and you might have seen in the newspaper, the Crooked River locks are closed for the remainder of the season. We have been working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the challenges that we're facing with the locks. The one thing that from our last meeting with them is they are going to do an overhaul of the system and go through it. They are still waiting on parts that have to be made for the system. For the lock itself, it's an older lock. We hope after this review this winter that we will won't have these same type of issues next year. As mentioned, it was actually at NLEA today. You mentioned our Halloween weekends are coming up, October 7th and October 14th. That's always a sellout at Camp Petasiga. We look forward to seeing people there. Neil, I won't take away. You're going to talk about the Operation Safe Harbor. You did that today. We do have. We were a partner with multiple agencies a few weeks ago on a full-scale operation to evacuate Mackinac Island. It was a combination of the Army, Sheboygan, Mackinac, Emmett County. If there was a disaster on the island, how could we remove people off the island? Somebody said, well, let's use an airplane. What they actually did was built a temporary bridge, and the boats were able to come in there. And the ferries were able to come in there and remove people off the island and then put them on this temporary dock. It was quite an operation. Probably one of the first times they've done an exercise like this. I did include in your package the current bids that we have on the street. There's three of them right now. That is my report for tonight.
Okay, thank you. And next up is the finance report. Welcome back, Pam.
So I'm very rusty because I'm just back. I came back on Monday. Right now, our budget is right on target. We're at 95% of revenues, and we're at 53% of expenditures. So if you've had a chance to go through everything, if you can go to the graphs. I've actually listed on all of these sheets, you know, where the differences are. And this kind of gives you a general idea of where each department is at for revenues. And if you can go to the next one for expenditures, again, here's your expenditures, and they all look pretty good. Again, we're on target. We're right where we should be for this time of year. So
even while you're gone, they didn't overspend.
They didn't. I have another person in my office that's just as good at saying no.
Okay, good. Okay, now we go to unfinished business is taken care of, so we want a motion for the claims or committees. Vouchers.
Mr. Chair, I move for the payment of the claims in the amount of $9,721,728.74, and for payment of the committee and travel vouchers in the amount of $5,050.25.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Let's have any discussion. Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner Lochbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginna?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion passes. Up next, we go to the new business, school inspection agreement.
Yes, thank you. This is an opportunity that we have. Typically, the Michigan State Bureau of Construction Codes is the one that inspects schools. Because of our building department and the staff that we have the capacity to do that. And this agreement, as we do every year, is for four school systems where the county does the inspections versus the state. Those are Harbor Springs, Harbor Light Christian, Melanson, and Pelston Public Schools. This is a contract that we do every year.
Thank you. Let's have a motion.
Chair, I move to approve the request for annual delegation of school plan review and inspection forms for Lanson, Harbor Light, Harbor Springs, Pelston Schools, and authorize the board chair to sign the same.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginna?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lochbaum?
Yes. Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next we have medical examiner.
This is an agreement that we have. It's changed a little bit in the past for facilities to do our autopsies. That we used to go through McLaren and then they would work with Cornwell. McLaren wants to be out of that business as the agent, so we're putting together a contract to go directly with Cornwell to provide the facilities related to the services that we provide for the autopsies from medical examiner.
Thank you. Let's have a motion.
Chair, I move to approve agreement with Cornwell for facilities and services in support of professional autopsy services by Michigan Pathology Specialist and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Are we saving any money by going directly with them?
It's about the same cost. It's a little, actually probably a little bit more than it was in the past, just because expenses are going up.
I'm tired of hearing that.
Well, it all depends how many we have to do, too. I guess I should start there.
Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnell?
Yes. Motion passes. Next is County Veterans Services.
This is the grant that the veterans applied for and have received for a number of years. Last year, the fundings that they received, $50,000, they used basically for advertising. They do have one full-time staff, one part-time staff. They would like to use the funds as they move forward to take that part-time staff to a full-time position. We have worked with finance and our HR department. We have worked out the financials. As long as that funding continues to come in, this will fund that, and it will be no additional cost to the county. And the agreement is, as long as that funding comes in, it will be a full-time position.
I think Neil would probably like to make that motion.
Is our VSO in the audience? Jeff, are you here?
Jeff was here. I told him that it might be a lengthy meeting and that between you and I, we should be able to cover this one.
Okay. All right. Thanks. The committee has been talking and working about this for a while.
You want to make the motion first?
Okay.
Sorry. Would you like to make the motion?
I will make the motion, Chair. I move to approve the fiscal year 24 County Veterans Service Fund grant agreement, authorize receipt of up to $50,000 in funding, and authorize the county administrator to sign any and all required documents to implement this grant on behalf of the board.
Second. Chair.
We have a motion and a second, and we have Jeff appearing. So
sorry,
why don't you
Jeff,
step up?
Sorry, Jeff, I thought
up.
You left.
Sorry, Neil. I heard that you called for me, and I came running. No. So, questions on the grant?
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Yep,
to the
Jeff Urban, Veteran Affairs Director for Emma County.
Okay.
So, I know, Neil, you said asked if I was here. Just anyone had any questions or concerns on the grant? It was really just the grant was to more so cover the full-time position as well as still covering events, coffee hours, dinners, resources, booklets. It's just not the full-time position. It is also other things with the grant.
It's a nice boost for our veterans, you know, and serving our veterans in Emmett County.
And I appreciate serving the veterans of Emmett County.
Thank you.
I'm a veteran myself, and I appreciate working with Jeff in the program.
So, pleasure.
Any other questions, discussion, comments? Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Let's have the roll call.
Mr. Ginnell.
Yes.
Mr. Lofbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Ahrens.
Yes.
Mr. White.
Yes.
Mr. Gutowski.
Yes.
Mr. Mapes.
Yes.
Mr. Koontz.
Yes.
Motion passes. Up next, we have a contract renewal.
This contract is for GIS services in our GIS department. This is a consulting service. They provide support to our GIS staff. As you see in here, they do daily updates to our system. They also do our backup for our GIS system. This contract is roughly $12,000 per year.
What is GIS?
I'm sorry, Global Information System.
Thank
so
you.
If you look at our map system that we have, the layers that we have on, that is our GIS. Our
have to speak layman's terms.
Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, let's have the motion.
I'll move to approve the agreement. We have
Avion for GIS services in the amount of $12,000 and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginna?
Yes. Motion passes. Up next, we have appointments. An appointment for the Veterans Affairs Committee. Someone like to make that?
I'd like
Mr.
to.
Mr. Chair,
move.
I.
Go ahead. Neil, you make the motion.
I'd like to move to accept Kristen Shields' application for the Veterans Board.
I'll be happy to second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. Motion passes. We have a new member. Okay. Sanitary Code Board of Appeals.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to appoint Joel Cato to the Sanitary Board of Appeals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for Joel Cato's application for the Sanitary Board of Appeals. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. Motion carries. Next we have Northern Lakes Economic Alliance.
I'd like to make that motion. I move that I nominate William Marshall for the Northern Lakes Economic Alliance.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for William Marshall. Any discussion? I think we better take the roll call vote on that one.
Okay. Commissioner Gutowski?
No.
Commissioner Ginnup?
No.
Commissioner Mapes?
No.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
No.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Motion fails. Do we have another motion?
Chair, I'd like to nominate Nicholas Rudy for the Northern Lakes Economic Alliance.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for Nicholas Rudy. Let's have the roll call.
Well, do we have discussion?
Let's have
okay,
discussion.
Okay, thank you. So this is from our own rules. It says all appointments by the Board of Commissioners should be based on merit, experience, and qualifications only, disregarding any political considerations. And if you look at the two resumes or applications, Bill Marshall is clearly more experienced and more qualified. And I think if we're going to have our own rules, I think we should probably follow them.
So a motion was made and we voted on it, though.
It was.
So it failed.
It did. But what I'm telling you here is that when we have two applicants, what we need to do is look at the most qualified applicant. And so that's what I'm asking us to do.
Okay, so in your opinion, he's the most
qualified. Are you badgering me, mister? Get up.
So
I'm making a point about our rules, and I think we should follow them. Okay. And if you want to badger me, go ahead. But I think that's the rule.
I'm not familiar with the rules.
I can read it to you.
I mean, if it's a rule,
I'll have to look it up.
I'll add that this has been a point of contention for some time.
I don't know anything about the point of contention.
So ever since it was instituted.
I didn't know there were any right or wrong, too. Never encountered this issue before. Where is it? Under the commissions?
Officials and departments, Board of Commissioners. I just quoted it, but I'll find it for you. Rules of procedure for conduct of meetings. Appointments.
Let's have civil counsel help us out here.
Certainly. It's under Rule 12.1 of the Board's Rules of Procedures. There's a longer section that under 12.1 that identifies a number of things relating to appointments. At the end of it, there are a number of criteria, but at the end of it, there is a statement that says all appointments by the Board of Commissioners shall be based on merit, experience, and qualifications only, disregarding any political considerations. You know, that is the statement in there. I don't know if there are political considerations here. I'm not saying there are or are not.
I'm not aware of any political considerations. I'm just saying that, you know, we should probably go with the most experienced candidate based on merit and experience because that's what it guides us to do in our rules. I'm not aware of any political considerations.
I just have a question. Did everybody read the letter from Carlin Smith that was sent to us?
I read that letter, yes.
When does the NLAA meet, Neil?
We met today, this morning.
Do they usually meet in the morning?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy said he's only available in the evening.
The chair and vice chair of the NLAA also are interested in supporting the mission of the NLA with the skill set of Mr. Marshall, which is banking.
Okay, so where do we go from here? We have voted on William Marshall, and the vote was declined.
So I think you have a motion on the floor, which would either have to be withdrawn or voted on, and then there could be a motion to reconsider.
Mr. Chairman?
Wait a minute.
So we just had a motion withdrawn, I heard.
He's going to wait on that.
We have a motion on a second on the floor. I think we should go ahead and call for the motion to be voted on.
I thought I heard Brian just withdraw his motion.
So did you withdraw?
I withdrew that.
What about the second?
I'll second.
So the second that motion, you agree with the withdrawal?
No, I think we should vote on it.
If the maker of the motion has withdrawn the motion, another member of the board can also make a motion for the same thing. It doesn't end it necessarily. So you're in a situation where you have a motion that's been withdrawn before it was voted on. It doesn't require a second to withdraw the motion. All right? So you're at a point, again, where you can make another motion. You can reconsider prior motions. Somebody else could make the same motion. So there are a number of options available on the table.
I would make a motion to reconsider the appointment of Bill Marshall to the Northern Lakes Economic Alliance.
Second.
Now, to make a motion to reconsider, you have to be in a majority of the vote on the motion.
Okay, fair enough. Withdraw the motion.
That motion would be in order.
Yep.
I'll make that motion to reconsider the appointment.
I'll second.
And this, just for clarity, the seconder can be somebody who was not in the meeting.
So we have a motion and a second to reconsider William Marshall.
So what, just for
open
clarification, was there a letter of support for William Marshall that I missed somewhere?
It was in our email.
I could probably find it.
I must have missed that. Are you looking mad? Or?
I am looking. It's under the, probably in our email.
Yeah, I emailed that to
you. Oh, so it would be from Susie.
Yeah. It came in, I think, today. That'd be
oh, there it is.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't have it.
I got it.
I got it.
Do you want me to read it?
I'd like to hear it out loud, yeah.
This is from Carla Smith. Please share my comments with the Emmett County Board of Commissioners. I'm writing to endorse it. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I moved closer. Yeah, sorry. I just wasn't close enough. Where'd it go? It's playing hide and seek with me. Okay, we're back. Please share my comments. Susie, please share my comments with the Emmett County Board of Commissioners. I am writing to endorse and recommend William Bill Marshall's appointment to the Northern Lakes Economic Alliance, NLEA Board of Directors. I mean no disrespect to the other applicant, Nick Rudy. I got to know Nick when he was in Boy Scouts with my son. He's a fine young man, but Bill just has the credentials that best fits the needs of the NLEA at this time. I currently serve as chairman of the board of the NLEA. One of the organization's current projects is the development revolving loan fund to provide gap financing for area businesses. Bill's 18 years of commercial lending would be a valuable asset to the board as we launch this initiative. As you know, commercial lending is economic development, so it's something Bill does on a daily basis. His experience, knowledge, and connections in the business community would be invaluable to the NLEA. Bill is a graduate of Leadership Little Travers and served briefly on the NLEA board as the Emmett County representative prior to the separation. In my previous career, I led the Petoskey Regional Chamber of Commerce, and Bill served on the Chamber's board of directors, including 2 years as board chair and several years on the executive committee. He was an outstanding board member for whom I learned a lot. We asked tough questions and pushed the staff higher toward higher performance standards, maintained conservative fiscal values, and through his leadership expanded the chamber's scope of work. I recall that the Petoskey Chamber was named Outstanding Mid-Sized Chamber in Michigan during one of the Bill's years as a board chairman. Bill has been a resident of Emmett County for 18 years, but his family's farm in Bliss Township goes back many generations. He has 2 children in local schools and is a well-respected community leader. I encourage you to vote to support Bill Marshall's nomination to the NLEA Board of Directors. Thank you for your consideration.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, Nicholas Rudy, I think, is well qualified. He has a bachelor's degree from Central Michigan University.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? So the motion on the floor is to reconsider William Marshall. Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Get
Up? No.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
No.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion passes. Up next, we have the Historical Commission.
Mr. Chair, I believe that was the motion to reconsider, correct?
Yes,
so
it was.
So we have to go back to the original motion and restate that it is back on the floor for consideration. It's as if that first motion to appoint, I think it was Mr. Marshall, had not been voted on yet. So you return to that point.
So the nomination is on the floor and we just have to vote on it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And it would be for Mr. Marshall.
I believe it was voted on.
Okay, if it was, my mistake.
Well, we voted to reconsider, so then you'd have to reconsider.
Yeah, but he said it was.
I'll defer to our attorney.
I apologize if I misunderstood, but my understanding of the vote that was just taken.
So it was voted on and it was voted down.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
It was voted on and it was voted down. But now we voted to reconsider.
Correct.
So now we're going back to William Marshall. So we need to vote on that.
Correct.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
So move to appoint William Marshall.
Okay, all those in favor, let's have the roll call, actually.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
No.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
No. Okay, motion passes. We're going to the Historic Commission.
Could you speak in your mic, please?
Chair, I make the motion to appoint Renee McDuffie to the Historical Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same sign. Motion passes.
Thanks to her for wanting to continue.
Pardon me?
Thanks to her for wanting to continue.
Yes. Now we have Board of Canvassers.
Chair, would you like me to step in and
yes,
explain? Okay. So there's four members on the Board of Canvassers. There are two up for reappointment this year. There's two Democrats on the board, two Republicans. So there's one Republican and one Democrat up for reappointment. This is all dictated by election law. And each party has submitted, each political party has submitted three names to me, which they are required to do, to present to you, to select one of those three people for each party.
Not each party, but both parties.
Well, you need one person from each party. So it also states that you have this has to be done by a ballot, so that's what I have provided you, that little sheet of paper for each party. So you need to select one name from each of those sheets. The green one is the Democratic candidates, and the yellow one is the Republican candidates. And then I will read the votes after you voted. The Republican Party has recommended that you reappoint Jenny Nolan. I would also recommend that. I work very closely with this board, and I just like to say that they have gone through training. It does take a while to get them to understand their duties, so they're working very well together right now and have, like I said, attended training. And both parties actually recommend reappointing the people currently sitting, which would be Jenny Nolan and Sue Vandeventer. And then you can see the other names there on your ballot as well.
So we're voting for one on each?
One on each, yes. And then when you guys are done, just hand them down my way and we'll tally them up.
Do you want us to circle it?
Yes, circle it, indicate so that I know what you mean.
Someone not pull out their green ballot. I did not.
Do I have to vote? I don't know any of these people.
Your rules of procedure do require you to vote on every matter before you, unless you're excused by the chair.
Okay.
So. Okay, so I will read the votes aloud. I'll start with the Republican ballots. Jenny Nolan, and Jenny Nolan. So we have seven votes for Jenny. And Steve is verifying. okay, the Democratic ballots. Susan Hanna. Sue Vandeventer, and one for Sherry Dominick. So we have Sue Vandeventer and Jenny Nolan elected to those positions. Thank you.
So we need a motion to accept those?
Yes, you do.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor of accepting Sue Vandermeer and Jenny Nolan for the canvassers, Board of Canvassers, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same sign. Motion carries. Okay, we come down to committee reports. Who would like to go first?
I'll go if you like.
All right.
Okay, so I have a committee report regarding the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, which met on August 29th. The Brownfield Redevelopment Authority acknowledged the service of Sean Polian, founding ECBRA member and chairperson. Sean Polian passed away unexpectedly on August 12th, 2023. Members of the ECBRA and the public shared their sentiments and condolences for the family, and Smith read a resolution of appreciation which passed unanimously. Dave White was elected chair of the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority. The consultant, Mac McClellan, provided a recap of conversations surrounding the Michigan Maple Block project and available funding opportunities, including missing middle, CRP, Eagle, state land bank, demolition grant, etc. The Brownfield plan is being reviewed by the developers, and the guts of the plan will be sent over and reviewed by the Emmett County ECBRA's consultant, Fishbeck. McClellan informed that the Eagle grant and loan has been allocated through the city and grant agreements have been approved. The blight elimination grant has been approved by the state and has been allocated to the Emmett County Land Bank. And McClellan noted that half of the 102 of the 204 of the units would be targeted towards 80 to 120% of area medium, average immediate median income, I guess it is. The BRA has expected updates on the Brownfield plan on September 26th at our next meeting. We received a document requesting that the ECBRA received the document requesting that Act 381 work plan be sent to Eagle regarding loss at Lumber Square. The need to remove some contaminated soil has been noted for the loss at Lumber Square property to facilitate redevelopment, and the work plan is related to that. Fairburn motion to authorize the submittal of Act 381 work plan for environmental eligible activities to the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, and the motion passed unanimously. And that was the business of the Emmett County BRA.
Okay. Dave?
Mr. Chair, I've got limited ability tonight to speak. Matt gave the Brownfield story.
Could you speak in your mic at least?
Yes, sir. Matt did a very good job on the Brownfield Authority. I'll do Road Commission and leave the airport to Brian and Chuck. None of my other committees met. Road Commission had two brief meetings on October 31st and September 18th. At the meeting of the 31st, two pieces of equipment, a wheeled excavator and two pickup trucks, were approved by the board. At the September 18th meeting, the board approved the purchase of an automated flagger assistance device and discussed old U.S. 31 HMA-based crushing bids. And those are my report.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Parks and Rec, we met September 5th, and as Dave Boyer mentioned, Crooked River Lock has been shut down since August 24th due to an electrical failure. And the Army Corps has been leaving that close to the end of the season to complete the fix. The headlands on August 16th, an attempt to achieve the darkest reading in Emmett County, came close at a reading of 21.37 mag per square arc versus 21.70 in 2019. And they blame some of the businesses in Mackinac City for not achieving that. They left their lights on. Camp Head and Cigar rentals were on par with 2022. For July, it was 565 rentals, and August, 490 rentals. So it's quite busy over at Camp Head and Cigar. As far as the DPW, we met September 7th. The state of Michigan is slow rolling the Part 115 material management plan. Not sure what the deadlines are going to be as of yet. September 15th was the Michigan Compost Tour at the DPW by the Michigan Organics Council. On October 19th, there's going to be a 20-county meeting for the North Region, and they're going to be doing a tour of the DPW facility along with state officials. As far as the TAC and CCE meetings, I could not attend the TAC meeting, but the selection committee does continue to vet the two bidders for the
computer-aided dispatch system. As far as the fairgrounds, we didn't have a meeting yet, but early indications were that the fair was a huge success this year. The concert attendance was the most of from all the concerts held in the past, and Agnes will be providing an update at the next Park and Rec meeting. Airport, we met August 22nd. Larger planes will be starting at the Pelson Airport starting October 11th for a 9-month trial. Security is in the process of being upgraded from the current Category 4 to Category 3. That includes all employees, including county employees, having a badge, and including UPS, FedEx, and the hangar tenants as well. Also, there's going to be criminal background checks for the employees and fingerprints taken. This is the report.
Thank you, Brian.
I would like to add to the DPW one, just one thing. There's a household hazardous material collection coming up on September the 30th. I'm sorry. Bad. On September 30th, there's going to be a household hazardous material collection coming up, and it's currently full, but you need to call if you want to get on a waiting list. So that's for the DPW. On September 5th, the Health Department of Northwest Michigan had their regular meeting. We heard the health director report and received written reports from various committees. Committee reports were given. We saw the proposed 2024 budget and approved August bill and expense accounts. We also approved the grant review policy and a grant for tobacco-free Michigan for Otsego County. We also heard a report regarding a community listening session that the health department contracted for earlier in the year. It's very long but informative. Also had a discussion regarding our legal counsel for the health department. They did switch firms, but the lawyer that we had followed the firm, so we still have the same lawyer represent us, but a different firm. We had a special budget meeting on the 18th of September where the budget was reviewed and approved after a lot of questions and discussion ensued. And the County Road Commission done. On the 19th, I had a Networks Northwest committee hearing, had a quarterly board meeting. The budget was a topic of discussion. At that meeting, because we all sit at round tables, I got to sit with other local county commissioners from the region, and I learned how blessed we are to have our own ambulance service, because I heard a lot of tales of woe regarding theirs. On the 20th, Emmett County Advisory Committee on Aging met, and those recommendations for grants should be coming to the next board meeting in October for approval. This morning, Bay Bluffs had their monthly board meeting. Among the agenda items were the financial report, the paying of bills, and approving an MDOT Title VI plan, which allows the facility to receive funding for the transportation needs. There was a small COVID outbreak earlier this month, which caused protocols to be put in place, and we got an update on workforce capacity campaign that's in full swing. You might have noticed the brochures and stuff around town hanging around on walls and windows. The updated wing work is done on one wing, and the staff is beginning to move patients in newly updated and furnished rooms. Other work is still in progress. And there will be a strategic planning and budget development meeting on November 16th, starting at 7 a.m. And if I could, Mr. Chair, I'd like to read a comment, because I don't see any other place to do it at.
Yes, go ahead.
Regarding my support for Rich Ginnup, I would like to say that I regretted voting for Rich's removal from the Board of Health the very moment the word yes left my mouth. Although it wouldn't have made a difference in the outcome, I wanted to reach out and snatch it back, but I obviously couldn't. The circumstances leading up to the decision by the board were unfortunate. I, too, was surprised and stunned by Rich's answer. But that is not the Rich I know, and he has since apologized, but that didn't seem to matter. What effect this decision will have on future boards are yet to be determined, since as far as I know, this is the first decision of its kind since the Board of Commissioners adopted the Code of Ethics. That's all. Thank you. Next.
Neil, you're up next.
NLEA, as we said earlier, met this morning. As we talked about, Mr. Marshall was there. People expressed desire for Mr. Marshall to join them due to his extensive banking experience, because we have a new enterprise we're entering into with the, gotta get the right acronyms down here.
Can you speak up?
Get the right acronyms down here. We're creating a revolving loan fund for economic development. And what it will do is be able to work with people and banks to extend the, if they're just slightly short on the loan amount that they're able to borrow, we can cover that gap with NLEA to help them develop their businesses with the advisement of a banker and someone who's done this for years. So we can enable more Emmett County residents and the entire area within the NLEA to be able to, those people are just almost there with their businesses, to get them over the hump, to get their businesses off the ground, or to maybe reinvest in their businesses with equipment or such if they need, and keep their businesses going. And with workforce development these days, it's tough to hire people for all positions, and maybe some of these people could use robotics or something. I don't know. Maybe they need the money to do that, and they can supplement their businesses if they can't get employees. So instead of our fund balance sitting in a CD, we're going to be putting it to work for the citizens. So we're excited about this, and this is, I mean, we truly are going to be investing in the community this way. So I'm proud we're moving forward with this. We had reports from our core partners and from the other counties involved, and we have a sporting clay shoot tomorrow morning, and there was 9 out of 12 teams were formed to do that. We had some sponsorship. We hope to get more, but we did pretty good. And so that's NLEA. MAC Transportation Committee is tomorrow. Brian, see you on Zoom. Unless you're driving down there, I'm not. I missed the Northern Michigan County Association meeting on Monday because of having to go to Charlevoix for the Board of Health. But our administrator was there, and I've been on that committee for a few years now, and I know a lot of the people, and I'm always bragging on our county. And the one time they all come here that I could stand there and brag on our recycling program, I couldn't be there. So I'll let Mr. Boyer talk about how that went.
We had a nice group show up for the tour. Andy and her staff did an excellent job taking everyone through there, answering the questions. I'm talking about the new legislation that's coming down. There's a lot of conversation on that. The tour went well. Everybody enjoyed it. It was a nice day, and they got to walk through our piles of rubbish and recyclables.
Yeah, we are looked to as the gold standard of how to do things the right way. With our recycling program in the whole state. I mean, every other county wishes they had what we have. You know, we've done it right from the start, and now we're the model. So there's new laws coming down about recycling from the state, and we're in compliance 1,000% already. You know, we're going to get a little money for a plan that we've already pretty much got fleshed out and have had for years. So that's good, too. So anyway, that was that. Let's see. Board of Health passed the budget for 2024 untouched. There's a couple of attempts to defund parts of it. They were not successful. And that's what I have.
Chuck?
Okay, my airport committee has been well covered by Brian already, as he always does. On September 7th, I met with the Planning Commission. We have three items on the docket. UP23-014, Lori Jarvie, requested a special use permit for an ice cream restaurant on M68 in Littlefield Township. That was denied 7-1. Item number 2, PR23-004, request by Meyer Incorporated to expand their parking lot past 8-0. On a personal note, the first time I saw their parking lot, I said, that's too small. And we expanded, we allowed them to expand that to 8-0 vote. And the last item on the docket was Kevin Westcott, a special use permit for contractors' use in Bear Creek Township. That was postponed. And 2 nights ago, the Zoning Board of Appeals met here in this room, and there was only one case on the docket, ZBA 23-006, by Nancy Freeman, 7127 Stanley Court in Springville Township. She requested a front yard setback variance. I think it was 16 feet, and she was not there, but her daughter Brooke represented her well, and we granted that on a 3-2 vote. And that's my report.
Thank you, Chuck.
Chair, it was remiss to report on my NACO Veterans and Military Services Zoom call. The main information that I would like to get out there about this call was there are a lot of cases going before it about AFFF poisoning of our veterans. Through boot camp, if you go to boot camp, you have to learn to fight fires, and you get covered with that stuff. I've been covered with that stuff before. It made me realize, oh, I did that, and because I'm not a firefighter, but I did go through firefighter training in boot camp. And there's a new category which I don't have the acronym out for me right now. Is Jeff here still? Nope, he left. Okay. There's other carcinogens that you may have worked with beyond AFFF. And they're finding that if you worked with not just one of these, if you worked with two or more, they can combine to cause cancer. So they're encouraging everybody to file. If you have, they'll give you the checklist to file for, they call it intent to file, actually. So have things in order with all your information of your time you served, where you did, what you worked with, and have it on file with the veterans, VA, so that if something happens, if you do develop cancer, it can be checked out and see if it can be tied back to that service. And it was a wake-up call for me because I worked with a couple of those. And I was just like, oh, no. I knew I was worried about one of them when it was happening. We used to call it slushing cable. We had JP5, jet fuel, was what we used to remove the grease off of these wire ropes so we could put new grease on. It was a preventive maintenance check. And we used our arms and hands. We were literally bathing in it. And when we were crossing the Atlantic in our battle group, my ship was an ammunition ship, so they kept it at the back of the fleet. And what happens is when you're crossing the ocean, you have so much fresh water you take on, and then you use your evaporators. Well, when you're in the back of the fleet with evaporators, guess what happens? All the pollution from all the other ships that's on the top of the water, you're sucking that up in, including JP5. And it goes through your evaporators, but it doesn't take the JP5 out. I could smell it as I took my showers. I could smell it as I drank my water. It was, so besides working with it directly on my body, I also was ingesting it and bathing it in it in the showers. So I had no idea that that was a carcinogen, you know, years later. But apparently it is. So I'm crossing my fingers and I'm going to get checked. So, And I wish every veteran in this office, in this audience and the county would do so themselves as well. Check your records. Go back in time. Try to remember what you've worked with, because these things add up in your body and combine to form cancer. So please, please, please take care. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. On September 12th, I chaired the Crooked River locks. We already had the report that the locks are closed, and they're planning on doing a very thorough inspection of everything, and so that they can fix everything and we don't have these breakdowns next year and from here on. So that was basically it. The next day, on the 13th, we had a construction resource committee meeting, and we got the report, and the inspections are just up a little bit over last year. Last year was a record year, and had a little bit of discussion from public comment, and we talked about a couple of avenues to work closer with the contractors and the community, the homeowners that are building houses and everything, and we're looking forward to answering some of the problems that or helping with some of the problems that we have between the inspectors and the contractors and the homeowners. So we're working on that. On the 14th, I went to a TAC meeting, as Ryan shared with you. Basically, we're just continuing to do research and look at what the two top people bidders are offering, and we're trying to figure out which one is the best, and they're in the middle of that process. There's a committee that's doing that. So and that's it for me. So it is time to open for public comment again. Anybody wishing to speak, step up to the mic.
Hi, I'm Joyce Burns from Emmett County. I just want to say something that's really obvious. The reason Rich is on this commission is because the majority of the people in Emmett County wanted him there. And the reason they did, because they wanted change. One of the things they wanted change in is the way the health, the Department of Health handled things during the crisis of COVID. Many children and families were harmed by the decisions that were made that didn't make any sense, that weren't scientific. Many people were hurt, and people wanted change. And that's one reason he's here. I don't understand why you took it off the docket tonight, to discuss it, to reconsider. So I ask you to reconsider your reconsider and give him the chance to be that change that Emma County wants. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Hi, my name is Chris Holman, and I live in Resort Township in Emmett County. And I would just like to point out, as a matter of just how government works, that in Emmett County, my understanding is that commissioners are elected by their district. They are not countywide elections. They're district only. So in this case, the prior commenter noted that Mr. Commissioner Ginnup was elected by a majority of the county, and he was elected by the majority of District 4. And I want to also express my appreciation for all the work you guys do, because obvious, even from your committee reports, that you guys are busy, and we appreciate all the service you provide. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Sandy Festerlin. I'm from Harbor Springs. And there was a comment made here tonight by Randy Bishop of 97.2 7 FM radio regarding a commissioner that sits here who is a teacher, and that he quoted some laws that he might be in not agreement with how things should be, and I would like the attorney that represents the commissioners to look into that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carolyn Borland, Petoskey. My comment is also related to a comment that was made earlier today. I was a teacher, a high school teacher, for 31 years. I was very proud of my profession. I taught in a school district in Macomb County with over 400 teachers. In 1982, I was elected Teacher of the Year and placed third in the state. But never in my 31 years of teaching was I ever asked or expected to give up any rights in the United States because I was a teacher. No teacher gives up those rights when they become a teacher. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Mark Raybicki again from Emmett County. I was at the Health Board meeting where this budget was approved, and we had a really good chance to get a hold of this bureaucratic monster and to tame it. And we absolutely blew it. So you people that voted for this monster are actually helping to grow our government, waste our tax money, and probably in the end support a tyrannical health department, which I do not. I don't want to see that again. I'm afraid that's what's going to happen. Please don't do that anymore. And when you can get a hold of something and reduce its budget with a bunch of money that wasn't needed for anything, including syringes and needles for drug users so they wouldn't get an infection, which I thought was absolutely ludicrous. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Tracy Skinner, Emmett County. I, too, watched the Board of Health meeting that happened on Monday. And what I saw was some kind of heated discussion about programs that didn't seem that the commissioner from another county understood. And I want to say that I really applaud our representation for asking questions to understand what the implications of those votes would have been. This was in particular about a dental program that has a scale of economy that for efficiency standards that helps to support us having dental clinics by maximizing the resources of a region as opposed to just our four counties. And my concern has always been that there seems to be a rush to want to vote on things at the health department or ban things without any understanding of the foundations of public health or the impact of what that vote might do on your county budgets or on the communities or the schools. So this was a vastly different discussion, and it almost brought tears to my eyes because it seemed very healthy, robust, functional meeting, and it was long, and I am so grateful. So thank you very much for asking the questions to slow down the discussion to make some good decisions. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Who's next? I don't see anybody moving.
Mary Lieberman, I also was at that Board of Health meeting, and I can't be more explicit in saying how great it was to have the representation we had at that meeting. Both of our commissioners asked questions. They listened as the answers were being given. And then they made the judgment to vote for that budget. They didn't come in with preconceived ideas or anger about the past COVID things. They came in to do their job. They listened to the budget. The health department did a fantastic job explaining the programs, what those line items were. Our guys listened. Guys, commissioners, I'm sorry. And did just a fantastic job. And I felt really well represented there. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? One more time. Anybody else? Public comment is closed. The next Board of Commissioner meeting is October 9th, 6 o'clock in this room. I said October 9th. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.